on the back of your clock, you flip it over, are my key points for today, which I want to emphasize to you. So I'm going to read through them, and we're going to go through each one of them. Can someone tell me what time we're done? Because we're off now. 1:45, so it's not 2:30, we're done? Okay. All right. Okay, I can repace this real well. Yeah, so just bring those up here, and we will handle it. Thank you, Miss Sally. Thank you. Oh, okay. Key points, number one. So what we're going to do overarching today is we're going to choose a new strategy to add to every lesson plan that will increase student engagement. We're going to try our best to give you a lot of options today. I'm going to show and model some of those to you. And then you're going to choose one if you want. If you see two or three, you can do two or three, not too many, okay? But just choose a new strategy that you see today or that we talk about to incorporate into your lesson. Here's my three key points for that. One, when students are engaged in the lesson, they're better able to feel and experience Jesus. This is the overall idea here, is that you have a lesson, you have a message, you have a key objective, okay? But you want the students to be so engaged and so involved in it that they can feel what it's like, or they can experience what it's like. Or even if they're just moving around talking about it, they're involved in it. The sign for involved, oh, there it is. There's mine. James 1:22, so I'll just follow the notes that are here. James 1:22, be doers of the word and not hearers only, right? So when we're sitting down and we're just listening, we forget. That's the first thing we do, okay? When we see something or if we bring pictures up, it helps us to remember. I don't really have pictures today because I'm focusing on number three today, which is doing things and you understand them, right? So I'm talking about incorporating movement. The first thing you guys did was move around and talk to each other, and so you will more understand what's going on when you're able to do it. If your objective, my objective for today is, of course, to just teach you these strategies, but if your objective was something else, like an objective that was based on your Bible lesson, then they would be experiencing that, and they would be understanding that. And that's exactly what we want, right? Okay, so the ASL sign for involve, which is another movement or engagement that I Google all the time, ASL, blah, like whatever it is I want to know, whatever my key point is. So involve would be kind of sticking yourself in it, right? Or being engaged. I wouldn't do this if you have sixth graders or whatever. But it's like, you know, just being inside of it, right? You want to get the kids inside of it. You don't just want them to be out here, but you want to, the sign goes circle and go in, right? So are you going to be on the outside and be a hearer? Are you going to be inside involved doing it, okay? So you can close your hand too and do it like that. For involved, that's why I looked that one up too. Okay. Yes, point number two, backwards planning for students, what students will be able to do is so important. And I have for you a lesson planning template today that I always use when I'm planning a lesson. Even if I have the lesson script already given to me, even if I have a book that says everything I'm supposed to do, I still use my template to help guide what I'm doing. What is it that I want my students to do at the end of this lesson? And a lot of times we don't even think about that. And with Bible lessons, it's so important because we want them to apply it to their lives. We don't just want them to know something, we want them to do something. So sometimes the deeper the lesson, the harder this question is, right? It makes the entire lesson fall into place though when you do it. When you think about what is it I want my students to do. So if we're talking about forgiveness, what I actually want them to do is forgive people, right? And then when you think about it like that, you start from what do I want them to do? How am I going to get them there, right? So now everything's falling into place, and the way that I end up something that I have them do at the end of the lesson is think about somebody you're mad at. See, go talk to them. See if how can you forgive them? Or all these things start popping into your mind about, well, how can I actually get them to do what it is that I want them to do? Okay, so always backwards plan for that. That helps keep them engaged. And then the last one is to incorporate movement, which is the overarching thing for today. Stand up, sit down, hand motions, act it out, all of those things. So those are the three keys that we're going to be going over today. I still have a half an hour, so we're doing great. All right, just for fun. Oh, by the way, so I have these things up here. I always have something, you know, to get them involved or whatever. So since this is the after lunch class, I have chocolate, because chocolate, okay? Some of the chocolate has mint in it if you need a little pep in your step. Some of the chocolate is dark chocolate, because that's healthy, obviously. And then if you don't want the chocolate, there's mints here that you can choose. And then there's also these little toys. Now, it may not be for you. You can use it for a prize in your class. But I just picked the little, you know, the little bally things that go like this. Just because you have to be engaged in movement. And this is your way to remember that the more students are doing or being involved, it's going to help them understand, right? It's going to help them make the connection between what they're hearing and what they're seeing and what you actually want them to do, okay? So this is your clicker reminder. If you choose one of these, you can get candy too, okay? The candy's just for free. All right, so just for fun, we are going to talk about disengagement first, because that's more fun to me. So what I want you to do is I want you to think about your classroom and ways that you can tell when the students are not engaged in your lesson. What do they do? What do they look like? What do they sound like? And I want you to get with your 12 o'clock partner. So get up, find your 12 o'clock partner, and talk to them for 1 minute about what the kids look like when they're disengaged. And then I'm going to make a chart here, okay? If you don't have a 12 o'clock partner, just get with a group of people. Whose name is at 12 o'clock on your clock? Take about 10 more seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. You don't need those yet. All right, come on back to your seats. And we're going to start charting. I got candy. Oh my gosh, they're so engaged. All right, guys, I don't have a bell. Ding, ding, ding. Sit down. Thank you. I see Miss Judy sitting down. Who else is sitting quietly? Oh my goodness, what a great job. This whole table right here is sitting quietly. I'm gonna give them. Okay, in the back, you guys have a seat. Thank you. All right, give it to me. This class, a rowdy, rowdy. I didn't think I needed my bell, but I guess I do. Music to my ears. So if you speak, if you could just stand up, and then you can come choose a thing here. These little prizes or chocolate or mints if you need it to stay awake. But you don't because you're already so engaged, right? Okay, awesome. So disengage, let me hear it. I couldn't wait to do this workshop. I'm like, this is going to be fun. What do we got? Hands. Yes. Oh, they're talking side conversations, right? Talking on the side. What else? And you can come up or send somebody, or we can throw something at you, whatever you want. It's better if you walk, but it's kind of crowded in here. Yes. That thing, right? Glazed eyes. All right. What else? Come on up. Oh, fidget. Yes. Uh-huh. Miss... They're working on something else, okay? Side work. And you can come on up. Come on up. Get your. Oh, she's got it for you? Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Or fall out of their chair, right? Why did they fall out of it? You know what I mean? It's just like, oh my gosh. Okay, we'll take two more. Yeah. Interrupt. Not so they're interrupting how? Like, they're talking about something else or what you're talking about? Well, I would challenge that one to say they might be engaged if they're asking a question or if they're interrupting you. They might be actually be with you. It's annoying. We still need rules, we need procedures, and things like that, but those kids, they're with you. So that's not bad. Yeah? I'll take you two. One and two, let's go. Miss Leona. They're moving, yes? And yeah? Noisy noises on the side. Yep. Oh! Yes, they want to go to the bathroom. Okay. Good. Want you to get with your 3 o'clock partner and talk about how these things make you feel. How these things make you feel. Go ahead with your 3 o'clock partner. You have 1 minute. Ready, go. All right, bring it back in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, we got to stop. Go ahead back to your seats. Thank you. I heard some awesome conversations. And this strategy of letting them talk is awesome, right? Because they want to talk anyway. Let them be talking about what you want them to talk about. And let them move out of their chair, because that's what they want to do anyway. But every person I walked by was talking about what we were talking about. Except one group. And the second you get there, they look at you and say, what are we supposed to be talking about? Right? And then they talk about it. Even if they already knew, they're just saying that because you're there and they realize they got caught. Or if they really don't know, right? You can get them right back on track. And I get to walk around and say nothing and they get to talk and move. Great. How does it make you feel? I'm just not going to write it down. I just want to know. Yeah. Unappreciated, yeah. Disrespected, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it makes you analyze yourself. Yeah. Anything else? Frustrated, right? You're in the middle of the lesson. You're feeling frustrated. Yeah. Kind of. Yes, yes. Uh-huh. What? We ain't getting it presented to you. I'm running out of time. We can't even get to it, right? Okay, so we've established that we... Okay, I do have one more activity. I want to do it because it's fun. Do I have anyone? Okay, really quickly. Somebody who's in the front of the chair. Someone just want to act out for us what it looks like. We all know this. When a student is disengaged, can you? Somebody brave for a little... A student is disengaged. Can you come act it out for us? Because we want to make fun of them. Go ahead. There's one. Come on, it's Lorelai. Disengaged student. So I'm talking to you about something, and it's really, really important. And she's like playing with scabs on her legs or the tattoo that's over there or something, right? They're talking. Thank you, Miss Lorelai. You get two of these. Clap for her. All right. So, let's see. Let's go ahead and flip the script here. So we're guiding you through this, right? We know what the opposite of it is. We know how it makes us feel. Let's talk about engagement, okay? Let's go to your 6 o'clock partner and talk about what does it look like when the students are engaged in your lesson? Engage with your lesson with your 6 o'clock partner or someone who you choose that's close to you. Ready to go? All right, let's bring it back in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And Zero, we're back. Go ahead and have a seat. Miss Gail's clapping for me. Ding, ding, ding. All right, so I'm going to talk to you guys. If you are agreeing with what the people say, then it's like a yes. Give me this yes right here. Okay. If you like really agree with a yes, like this. Okay, and then if you're like, not really, no. You can actually do no down here if you disagree. I don't know why you would, but you might. So, no, yes, yes. We should have done that with the other one where you're like, falling out of the chair. Okay. Okay, so what do the students look like when they are engaged in your lesson? Hands. Someone new. Give me some new hands or I'll start calling on you. I talked to you. I didn't talk to you. So you have students and they're engaged in your lesson. What do they look like? Mm-hmm. Ask a question. Okay. Yes, Miss Betty in the back. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, did you guys hear that? Uh-uh. But I know you're engaged, right? I know you are. Can you say it again? They notice if you mess up. Which is like, okay, cool. You were following, like you were paying attention, right? So good. You guys got to get up to get your stuff. I'm not bringing it to you. Yes. I'll take one more. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So when they're like engaged, they're predicting, right? They're like, they made a connection and they're, yeah. Anybody want to be that wonderful key student and come up here and show us what it looks like to be super engaged? Just look around. You guys are smiling. I love it right now. You're smiling. You're raising your hands. You're talking to each other. You're really into it. And you're coming up with really good ideas, which is encouraging to me right now. Okay. So I'm going to come. We're going to pass out the list, the brainstorm blah list, and you guys are going to get with your next partner and add as much as you can to this list, okay?
A couple of people here. So there's 25 of these.
And then if you already have a full packet, you already have one of these, okay, because they made them in the three. But if anybody else needs them, let me know. If you got three papers, you already have this one, but the 25 at the beginning did not get it. All right, so 9 o'clock partner, please get with your 9 o'clock partner and add to our brainstorming list for ways to keep students engaged. You can read, I'll give you a minute and a half so you can read through it and then add to the list. Raise your hand if you still need one. One? Okay, 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. 1, 2, eyes on you. You guys don't know that one? I just want to make sure, because it's unclear right now, if you guys know what you're doing. Can someone raise your hand? And tell us what you're doing, yes. Yes, adding to the list, good. Okay, and you're with your 9 o'clock partner, or if you're not, it's fine. So go ahead. Thirty more seconds. I'm going to give you one more minute because people are still talking, and it's good talking. Good, take about 10 more seconds. And a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Cool, you guys got used to me. All because my throat is kind of sore. I ain't got nothing. Counting down. I like this. So I'm not going to chart this. I'm not going to chart it. I want you guys to write like crazy because I saw lots of different things when I was walking around the room. Okay? So let me go over my list super briefly because we have to let you guys respond in a second. If you were here last year, raise your hand if you came to my workshop last year. One. Cool. Well, the workshop title was exactly the same, and I was like, it can't be the same. Last year, I talked about including their five senses, right? So we went through, make sure that you have something they can see. Make sure you have something they can touch. Make sure it doesn't matter as long as it's relating back to your lesson. If you're talking about water, bring in water. Let them lick it. Let them drink it. Let them really get, you know, stick a toe in it, right? Because those things are helping them to feel and what did I say at the beginning? Feel and experience Jesus. Because that's what your lesson's about, right? You have your objective there. So anything that you can do that includes all of their senses, they're going to remember it, okay? Number two, plan for movement around the room. Why? Because they remember who they talked to and what they were doing and when they were doing this, and yes! And it when you do something, you understand it. Doesn't matter what you're doing, you're moving around. Okay, games. Anybody go to that workshop already? Incorporating games, review games. Awesome idea to engage them. Give them a choice. Do you want to do this or do you want to do that?